Good afternoon. My name is Tara. I'm giving a call back from XPO. Did you request a call back?
Yes, and I do need a call. I got on my phone twice by a lady named Cheryl.
Okay, you said you missed a phone call twice from XPO?
I did not miss the call. She hung up the call twice on me by a lady named Cheryl on the XPO. So I had an order with Best Buy that was supposed to be delivered and installed today between the 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then they've been trying to reach out to y'all to find out what's going on with the driver or you guys' driver. There's no response, no callbacks, no shows, no calls. We have no idea what's going on. So I have the order number. But before I say that, is there a supervisor I can talk to? Because I've been like, this has been going on for the past hours.
Yes, ma'am. So we don't have anyone that's in right now that's able to take calls, but I'm more than happy to go ahead and get this escalated for you so that way they can get investigated since you didn't get any type of, resolution from the ticker, no updates or anything like that.
Yeah, that's so very unprofessional. It's no call, no update, no response, whatsoever. And I called twice. I got hung up called twice. So I don't know what's going on with the company, but this is really way beyond them. I don't know how to describe it.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
I give
I
the order number?
Frustration. Of course.
Yeah. Can I give order? Let's find out what's going on with this one. Are they going to come today or not? Because it's already 8.
Yeah, I'm not for sure they are come with it already being 8 o'clock because that's like the hour they stop around 8.
Right. So, okay, let me give you the order number. Let's find out what's going on. The number is 079. Number 3, B is a boy. Number 4, A is an apple. Number 4.
All right, verify your name and the address for me.
Ruby Ho, address 704 Williams Way, Cedar Park, Texas, 78613.
Okay, give me one moment, Ms. Ruby. Okay, I do see it in here. I see all the times you called, and I do see they sent the emails off of it. I'm not seeing the escalated email. Hold on one moment. Let me see.
No escalating email, because that's what they told me. They said they're going to talk to area managers, find out what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. That's the escalated email that we sent with all of your information. That's the area manager. I see Mr. Andrew told you that, because most likely I know that agent. The rest of the agents, is all over the United States. But I know that one. I know he sent it. Let me check the thread here to make sure and confirm. And I'm still going to send another one.
The thing is, there's no point in sending. Because they keep saying that, they're going to finish their route. Okay, it's already 8.
Well, the escalated email is advising them there was no call, no show. Now, normally when they send a regular email, they'll just send it to the service provider and their supervisors to see what's going on, who's over them for that route. But when it get escalated to an area manager, that's when it get completely escalated and it get investigated. They're going to see what's going on and see why they didn't basically get in trouble because they didn't call you, they didn't say anything, tell you what's going on. It's not showing that they put any notes in the system that they wasn't coming. You were scheduling a good time, so it's not like they had a too big of a route. Even if that was the case, they were supposed to have been updated you and told you something. That's why I'm going to send this other one.
Yeah, I took 2 days off, and I waited at home for the whole – I waste my whole day. I had to make the calls to a Best Buy. I had to make the call to your company. And all I ask is, are you guys going to come today or what is going on? There's like no answer, no show, not even a callback. I spent like hours just trying to figure out what you guys try to do. And that is just not professional because you at least have to get someone. I confirmed this like many times before today's date. Everything was confirmed. So I really don't know who dropped the ball.
Yes, ma'am.
So I really want a supervisor to call me back because I need to know what is going on. Because that is really, I took 2 days off for nothing. I just waited at home and just waited and just waited and just no response, no answer. I keep making the phone calls. Every time I call, I have to on hold for a long time and explain my situation once again.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience. So as of right now, I'm getting this information over now, and I'm advising that you would like to speak with someone as soon as possible regarding your no-call, no-show. And you want to know exact reasons why you didn't receive any type of call and put all the notes in there so that way you know, that you
not
took your full
that,
day
that,
off.
Yeah,
and
like when I call, they say, oh, there's no any update, so they should finish the route today. Then why... The thing is, why no, I'm not sure. Like, why, if we got escalated to supervisor, don't they have any kind of authority to give back to the customer, see what is going, because you pretty much just waste that person's whole day, just sit there waiting and make phone calls. And not to explain to myself, it's really frustrated. And we make this confirmation, we confirm this appointment. I even call, like, a couple of days prior to this to make sure everything's going smooth, and they say, yes, everything's fine. So I want a supervisor to call me back. I need a supervisor to call me back so I know what is going on. Because I need my gas cooked up. I can't leave without gas cooked up. So I've been waiting for this for a whole day.
Yes, ma'am. So as of right now, I sent this information off for you. And as soon as possible, less than 24 to 48 hours, you should be receiving a call back.
So there's no supervisor I can talk to right now?
No, ma'am. I already advised you that. If it was, I would have went on and got you over. I do apologize.
So what I'm going to do right now? So they pretty much they finished the route. They're not going to come today.
Well, I know they stopped riding out because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not for sure what they told you. But with it already being 8, I already know that most likely they're packing up and taking the rest of the items back with the items they couldn't get to. But that's why I went on to apologize for their end of their, you know, their unprofessionalism, because they were supposed to call at least tell you, even if they wasn't able to make it, your time frame is from 3 to 5. So even from 5 o'clock, they were supposed to at least tell you they was going to be late, or if they wasn't going to be able to come, they should supposed to have gave you a call and gave you some type of update. They could have called us if they didn't want to call you, and they would have told us to do it, and we could have called and told you to update. They didn't put anything in the system. So that's why I put this information there. I also put it's nothing in the notes. I explained the situation. I was already put in here that you took your whole day off. You want to speak to somebody immediately regarding why you didn't receive your cooktop on today.
And plus, I'm the one actively calling to find out what the status. I'm not like just sitting at home waiting for it. I'm actually doing something about it. And there's like no answer, no response. So I got a quick question. So this company, so it just is like a contractor you guys hire, like in the local area, or how does this work?
It just really depends. If it's like an area we can't go out to, then yes, ma'am. So it just really depends on the area.
Okay. So will I receive a call back from the supervisor with a resolution tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am, within 24 to 48 hours. It shouldn't even take
hours?
That. Yes, ma'am, it might not even take that long. So you probably get a call tomorrow.
Can you do anything you can to make this a first priority they call, please?
Yes, ma'am, I already sent the information out for you.
Okay. All right, I'll call Best Buddy. Thank you very much.
No problem. You're welcome. There's nothing further. Thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPL. You have a wonderful night and you be safe, okay?